FM 90.3 WJTL. Newsboys, you are my king. Amazing love. Good morning to you. It's 7:50, 10 up till 8.
Cloudy skies with us today. Rain in the picture, too. High 72. Clouds and rain tonight. Low 57. Cloudy tomorrow and 61. A chance of rain tomorrow and about a 20% chance of rain. Still with us Friday. Warm and dry and sunny for the weekend. Right now, it's 65.
This morning, our friends Carl and Valentina from 10,000 Villages are hanging out with us. They are making us laugh off the air, and they're a lot of fun. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Carl Lundblad is the CEO of 10,000 Villages, and Carl, 10,000 Villages started right here in Lancaster County.
It did, actually. You know, 10,000 Villages has been around since 1946, founded by Edna Ruth Byler, here locally, living in Akron, Pennsylvania, and really was the founding of the entire fair trade movement. You know, we hear a lot about fair trade coffee and chocolate, but, you know, started here in Lancaster with 10,000 Villages, really bringing products from other countries made by artisans to our markets.
And that was helping to support them, their families, their community, what they were doing there.
Right, exactly. It's so much more. You know, we talk about fair trade and you hear about fair trade, but it's so much more than that. We're really seeking to empower, you know, these artisans to create sustainable income opportunities, you know, a fair livable wage with safe working conditions. But more importantly, I think, meaningful work that then provides education, health care, shelter, food, and the dignity and respect that comes from earning one's own way and not necessarily being dependent on the charity of others.
And at the same time, it kind of brings another part of the world to us. We get to experience that and see what their art and what their artisan and crafts are doing.
It does, exactly. And that's something that we think is really important, is to preserve those local cultures and those local skills, those crafts that they have, and for us to be able to, you know, expand, recognize that this is a global village that we live in, for us to be able to connect with our brothers and sisters around the world.
And you are working with folks from all over the world. You must have thousands of stories of how this has impacted somebody's life. Any that you could share with us quickly?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, sure. I'll tell you a little bit about a woman named Esther. Esther lives in India. She was affected by leprosy when she was young. She works at a leprosy colony in southern India. She was treated and cured from the leprosy, but she still has the physical scars associated with that. She's a single mom with a son. Her husband had died some years ago. And even though cured of the leprosy, in India, she's generally unemployable due to the stigma that's associated with that. So as a result, most of the folks in that colony would historically have gone out and beg for money to be able to sustain themselves. But she learned how to weave in the colony's weaving rehab unit that was started in a converted chicken shed. And then one of our partner groups started working with that colony to provide opportunities for women there. And we've been purchasing from them since 1998 and have played a role in helping them provide long-term employment to Esther and other women like her. So, interesting, one of the women Esther works with said this. I'll share this quote with you. She said, "I never dreamed that I could earn money. Look at me now. I feed my family better than they ever fed me. What I like is I'm not so vulnerable anymore. I can stand on my own two feet. Now that I have a pension and savings, I won't have to depend on anyone in the future."
Wow. That's what 10,000 Villages has. That's the impact.
That's what we're all about, yeah.
Yeah, and this month is Fair Trade Month. Valentina Shea is with us. She's the brand engagement person at 10,000 Villages. And so beyond coffee and chocolate, like Carl was talking about, how are you guys doing fair trade differently? What do you do during Fair Trade Month? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, Fair Trade Month, we are celebrating the incredible impact that fair trade makes on the lives of people around the world and the impact that our partners are making on us as we learn about them. But 10,000 Villages takes fair trade a step beyond some other organizations, maybe. We really are committed to long-term relationships with our partners to provide a dependable income that allows families to obtain things like health care, to save for their future, to put food on their table, and send their children to school, something which, for families around the world, that's not always accessible. We not only pay a fair price, but we provide interest-free advances on orders, which allows artisans to stay out of debt, which is actually the most common way people fall into the cycle of poverty around the world. We provide safe working conditions, obviously, and no child labor, of course. And one of the things I really am excited about is that we have in-house designers that directly collaborate with our partners around the world to blend their traditional craftsmanship with modern trends that Americans want to see.
Right.
And it's really creative and fun to watch that process happen. We also have eco-conscious commitments, and we encourage our partners to use locally sustainably sourced materials and recycled materials as often as possible, and they can make the coolest things out of tin cans and newspaper.
Wow.
You won't believe your eyes. But last but definitely not least, we work to empower those in society that are often overlooked, like women, people with disabilities, or like Carl was saying, people that have social stigmas. We partner with them as often as possible.
So how many countries in the world are you working with?
30.
30. And how many stores do you have as well?
Nearly 60.
Nearly 60. Country. And locally, they're at Rockvale, Ephrata,
Kitchen Kettle Village, and Mechanicsburg.
Wow. If folks want to get more information about 10,000 Villages, even see some of the things that you guys have available, they can do that online?
Yeah, they could do that online, and they can visit our area locations as well.
10,000villages.com is the place you can go online, and you can find out are all the local stores, their addresses, and all that kind of stuff there if folks don't know where they're at.
Yeah, you can find those on our website, and you can also find all of our local stores on Facebook.
Very cool. Check it out, 10,000villages.com. Valentina and Carl, great to have you here today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we loved having you. Back to the music with Sean McDonald. This is We Are Brave on WJ.